Austin, are you ready for the Survivor Series?
One.
Who will survive?
My name is Jack Peterson. I am Ajax. I am Mr. Clean. I am the Corona guy. I am the man of a thousand strongly worded wrestling opinions. I'm Sex Puck. I am a Hall of Famer with the hard R, and I am joined every single week of my life by the man across the internet.
I am Prince Havoc. I am Phil. I am too sweet. And I'm ready to get these WrestleMania predictions going, Jack.
Oh, 100%. It is WrestleMania this weekend. Probably the strangest WrestleMania ever in either of our lifetimes. It's a two-day WrestleMania. They say it's too big for one night. But in a way, it's also a little too small. It's stuck inside an empty arena during this whole coronavirus thing. It's there's nobody in attendance except for the wrestlers and, I guess, the referees. And at a certain point, they'll probably break that 10 people in one place rule. I mean, we've got a five-way match going on. At one point in this episode, we have a three-way ladder match. We have some weird matches that probably have too many people in one ring, especially since half of these wrestlers are dropping out with coronavirus or some similar illness, it seems. The card has been changed a lot, and we have some weird matches on this episode. We have some pretty cool matches on this episode. I'm looking forward to this WrestleMania, and I'm looking forward to making our first ever pay-per-view predictions. We have, like, what is it, like 16 matches on this card? This is insane. Two full days of wrestling. I wouldn't be surprised if they go the full 24 hours without even breaking in between Saturday and Sunday, because you know, WWE's like that. Every WrestleMania gets longer every year. I think it's probably about time we just kick these picks off. We're gonna start out with AJ Styles versus Undertaker, a boneyard match, whatever the fuck that is. I guess before we get
might
to this,
might be the greatest match ever.
It totally could be. It totally could be the worst match ever as well. And time will only tell. But I guess before we get to that match, what do you think about WrestleMania in general? Are you looking forward to it this year, or is it going to feel just weird because of nobody being in attendance?
Oh, it's going to feel like super weird, man. But I'm still looking forward to it. Two nights? It's like Wrestle Kingdom that just passed. That was two nights.
That's
but
true.
I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird because there's no crowd, but I'm still interested to see what's going to happen. And there's going to be good matches. It's not like the matches aren't going to be good.
That's true. There has to be.
It kind of sucks, though. The thing that I hate the most about it is that there's no really cool, like, stage or no pyro, no cool entrances, none of that.
Yeah.
It's just a regular house show, but it's whatever.
They'll
it should be fun. I don't know. Maybe they'll do something cool with CGI. I don't know.
They'll do whatever they can to try to make it seem as big as they can. I some of these matches are not happening in the ring, it seems. I assume this first one that we're getting to, AJ Styles versus Undertaker, is going to be happening on a boneyard, whatever the fuck a boneyard
pretty
is.
Cool.
I think it's supposed to be a cemetery, right?
Something like it.
Because, like, what I heard was, I saw an interview with AJ Styles, and he says they didn't want to call it a graveyard match or anything like that because people are dying every day from this virus that's going around, and it's going to make people freaked out about the concept of wrestlers being in a cemetery too, I guess. So they called it a boneyard match, which, I mean, that's not a word anybody's ever used to describe a cemetery or any other sort of yard. But regardless, they're fighting in a boneyard. What do you think this match is going to look like? Is it going to be like more or less an outdoor House of Horrors or what?
I hope it's like a House of Horrors. I hope it's like House of Horrors and the Hardy compound and all that combined with dead bodies and bones in a yard.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, that's what it seems like to me. I really do want to know what the fuck a boneyard is. And hopefully we'll find out sooner or later. What's weird
about
this feud?
I like that we don't know.
You like what's that?
I like that we don't know.
Yeah.
I like going into it not knowing what's gonna happen, not knowing what to expect. And you know what would be cool if they did? If they like put in a fake crowd behind the whole stage behind the whole performance center. That would be pretty cool.
I'm kind of hoping they do that for just the entire show. I was thinking, like, they have all this CGI at their disposal. The people who edit their video packages and stuff like that are some of the best video editors going. They could just totally put an entire fake crowd of 80,000 people inside the performance center if they wanted to, and it would probably look fairly real. The only thing is they'd clearly edit that to make, you know, them cheer loud for, I guess Roman's not on the card anymore, but they'd cheer for whoever they want to be cheered and boo whoever they want to be booed. It would be the fakest crowd of all time, not just because there weren't people there, but because they'd be manipulated.
True, true. But actually, speaking of Roman, they were promoting Roman fighting at WrestleMania on Raw.
They are still promoting that, that's true.
Which is pretty weird.
They're promoting The Miz as well, and I heard The Miz is sick. Not necessarily with Corona, but he's sick in some way. He came to a taping recently, and they sent him home because he was coughing. So I don't even know if The Miz is going to be on the card. They say he's going to be on the card. They're posting on Instagram that this match is happening, which we'll get to later, but what's weird about this whole thing is so many of these matches have been changed in some way. Wrestlers are dropping out of the card. They had other plans that were very clear from the beginning, like the U.S. title match that's now not happening. All because of this crazy pandemic situation that's happening across the world. I think ultimately they're doing the best they can, and they want to make this seem like a unique WrestleMania, and specifically this Boneyard match to feel like a unique type of match because there won't be any fans around it. It would feel very weird if they had a Boneyard match up on the big screen with a whole crowd.
True. You're right. You're right. This is one of the only times that they can do something like that at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Since there's going to be a crowd.
And it looks like they're having multiple matches like this. We'll get to the Firefly Funhouse match later, whatever that is. But what's the weirdest thing about this feud, I think, between AJ and Undertaker is that they're not making the Undertaker seem like the Undertaker, at least not to me. I think he looks just like a normal guy. Specifically, he looks like a normal, really old guy. He looks way older than he's ever looked in the last couple of weeks, especially when he comes out without a shirt. He comes out with a beanie on. He comes out just fully...
Beanie Club.
Yeah, he's Undertaker is the newest member of the Beanie Club, in case you didn't know. And if you don't know what that is, then we're not going to explain it for you here. Undertaker is heading into the Boneyard looking like at least 10 years older than he actually is. He's going on Instagram. He's posing with tigers with his wife. And the whole feud seems to be centered around the fact that he is looking old these days and that he doesn't perform the way that he used to. Do you think this will still be a good match, though? I mean, do you think the pre-tape could play into it a little bit?
Oh, definitely. That'll play into it. I think it should be a good match, though. Like, I really have no clue what to expect out of a Boneyard match, but I don't mind. And you're right, Undertaker doesn't seem like Undertaker. He seems like Mark. I mean, that's what AJ's been calling him, Mark.
Yeah, Undertaker is a Mark. You're right.
He is a Mark. He's a Mark and he is Mark. Yeah.
It's true.
But I'm happy about it. I'm one of those people that, like, I don't want Undertaker to retire. I don't care if he's, like, going to drag through a whole match. I don't care. It's still cool to see him. And, of course, the one WrestleMania that we go to, Undertaker isn't there.
It's true. That pisses me off. He's only missed, I think, 3 WrestleManias in his whole career. And one of them happened to be last year's WrestleMania, where we were in attendance expecting Undertaker to show up in some capacity. I think he even showed up on Raw the next night or SmackDown or something right afterwards. And he wasn't at the actual WrestleMania. We had John Cena coming out as the Doctor of Thuganomics, and we didn't have...
Which I don't mind.
No, I love that too. But we didn't have Undertaker. He's coming back now. He really hasn't been looking like his old self. I know AJ Styles makes that point. When they were in Saudi Arabia last time, Undertaker came out and chokeslammed Styles with his coat on. He choked him with his hat on. He didn't even bother to take off his entrance attire. All he did was he came in and he chokeslammed Styles, which really Styles chokeslammed himself. And he won that trophy, that weird Tweak trophy or whatever that was called. But I feel like even a couple of years ago when Undertaker fought Roman at WrestleMania, he was falling over. He was... You know, when he fought Goldberg, he was landing on his own head. I just hope he doesn't kill himself on the Styles Clash.
Well, again, it's pre-taped, so like they can probably be like they could probably do like a whole movie. Oh, Undertaker throws one punch, and then they stop filming, and then he breathes. And Undertaker throws a kick, and then they stop, and then he breathes. So they could keep doing that and make Undertaker look like a god.
That
so
is
we
a
don't
really
know.
Good point. That is such a good point. Yeah, they probably will do exactly that. They'll do quick cuts. They'll do close-ups on people so that You don't see how much Undertaker's falling apart before our eyes. Undertaker could die in this match, and they could edit it later to make it look like he didn't and that he just kept fighting, and CGI an Undertaker in there and make him defeat AJ Styles. But do you think Undertaker will defeat AJ Styles in the Boneyard? Do you think Undertaker or AJ Styles will win?
Undertaker's going to win.
Undertaker's going to win.
I don't think AJ's going to beat him. I really don't think so.
Yeah, a couple years ago, you would I think everybody would be certain the Undertaker would win because this would be part of his streak. But he's lost a few times now at WrestleMania and otherwise as well. And I don't know. It feels to me like Undertaker's going to win as well because he needs to reclaim his identity as the dead man and not just some guy, which AJ's been calling him. So I'm going to go with Undertaker as well. That's my official pick, and I guess it's yours as well.
Yep, okay. Sure is.
So Undertaker will defeat AJ Styles in the Boneyard. We both agree on that. So no point advantage to be levied here. And, of course, we are competing against each other in this WrestleMania predictions to see who gets the most matches correct that we pick. At least in this first match, we haven't differed yet. So let's move on to the next match. We talked about this match last week on the show. Elias versus King Baron Corbin. What do you think about this whole feud?
I enjoyed my camera cut like it was a video game of Elias dying, and I feel like Elias is gonna win. I feel like this is his big break. He's finally gonna get the break he deserves. It wouldn't make sense for Baron Corbin to win. I don't know. I don't see where they would go from there with Baron Corbin winning. But with Elias, I don't know. I see big things for Elias in the future.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I really don't like Elias very much these days. I also don't like Baron Corbin. I think both of them are consistently, in my opinion, they're kind of shitty every time they come out. Elias plays his...
Wrong.
Whoa, wrong? I mean, wrong. You can't honestly be liking these segments when Elias comes out and calls his opponent a fucking turd or whatever he called Baron Corbin last time.
That.
Really?
Elias is one of the best promo guys we have in wrestling history.
Well,
sing a song and play the guitar and annihilate someone.
Yeah. Well, I think he's good too. I don't know. I feel like he's definitely been on a decline.
I think Elias is the greatest wrestler to ever live, actually. If you really break down his matches, you have to sit down and break down his matches and you'll be like, wow, he's better than Hulk Hogan. He's better than Seth Rollins. It's better than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Elias is that good. I'm telling you.
These are very bold.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. These are very bold opinions. You think Elias is the greatest wrestler of all time?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so you're picking Elias to beat Baron Corbin. And just because you said that, I think Baron Corbin, he tends to defy the odds in terms of when we think he's going to win or lose. He beat Roman Reigns a lot more times than we thought he was going to. If you remember last year when we were in attendance, he defeated Kurt Angle in Angle's retirement match, which was a very controversial decision, and I think it was definitely the wrong decision. But nonetheless, he beat Kurt Angle. So I think he will beat Elias at WrestleMania. I think he's going to continue on with this stupid King thing he's doing, and I think in some way or another, they're going to fall off of some perch like they did last time, and they're going to brawl all over the building. And it'll probably be a better match than we expect, because it's WrestleMania, and we know both of these guys are capable of bad matches, and they're also capable of good matches. I think this will be a good match, but I think Baron Corbin takes the dub.
I want a guitar shot. I want Elias to hit Baron Corbin with the guitar.
That's a great point. He could. He could hit Baron Corbin with a dozen guitars, and each guitar could have pyro inside, and it could explode all over the building, because they have this effects budget. Right, they have nobody else in the building, so they could just burn down the entire arena in their match.
Make it look like FMW. I don't mind.
Yeah, exactly. If he stabs him with the guitar like a Sushi Onita that one time, stabs him right in the gut.
Yeah, exactly.
So we disagree on that match. So one of us will get a point over the other one, no matter what happens. Here's a match I think we probably agree on. We have a very heated grudge match: Edge versus Randy Orton. It's last man standing. It's Edge's big return after, 9 years of being on the shelf because of his shattered neck, his absolutely destroyed neck. His neck apparently is okay now, and he's going into a pretty brutal match stipulation against Randy Orton, a guy whose main move is to basically break your neck. So how is this going to go for Edge? Does he win?
Edge is going to win, and you know why?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know why Edge is going to win?
I want to know exactly why.
Because he has what Randy Orton doesn't. Grit.
Grit. He does have grit. He said it over and over again. He has grit. Randy Orton also says he has grit, but I think we know who has a little bit more grit. I think he's got a little grit in that weird haircut of his. I think he's got a little grit in those bags under his eyes. If that's what you call his weird complexion since coming back, then I think he's got a lot of grit.
Oh, yeah. Totally. But look, the way I look at it, Randy Orton could win because, to bring up what you said earlier, Baron Corbin beating Kurt Angle, we didn't think that was going to happen, but it did. So Randy Orton could win.
He could.
But I'm going to go with the fairy tale ending, and I'm going to say Edge is going to win. Because of the grit, of course.
Of course, because of the grit. I'm also going to say that Edge is going to win. I think this has to end this way, because we've seen Randy Orton kind of carry this feud. He's appeared on way more Raws than Edge has. He's been RKOing Beth Phoenix, RKOing Matt Hardy, RKOing Edge. And I think it's Edge's turn to come out on top here, especially since it's his comeback match. He didn't win the Royal Rumble, so he probably has to win here at WrestleMania. It really sucks for him, though, doesn't it, that there's nobody in the crowd to watch his comeback match, and he's just going to have to be brawling around the arena to total silence. It's not going to feel like it used to for him, I bet.
Yeah, it's so weird. But what if they're wearing earbuds, right, that has a crowd in them? A crowd playing in the earbuds.
They should do that. They should, so the wrestlers at least feel like there's a crowd.
Exactly.
So
it's perfect.
Yeah, well, notwithstanding the crowd, I'm sure there will be a lot of as much pyro as they can muster when Edge throws his hands up and does the little rock on thing with his hands and makes his entrance against Orton here.
You know what they should do? They should put in those crowds that they have in like SmackDown versus Raw.
The ones that kind of stand up and sit down. And
yeah, they should have the ones from 2011 that all have the pink Dolph Ziggler shirt.
Yeah. Every
and
single
that
Rey
Mysterio shirt.
Exactly. Every person in the fake CGI crowd at WrestleMania should be wearing a Dolph Ziggler shirt or a Rey Mysterio shirt, despite the fact that only Rey Mysterio, or only Dolph Ziggler is on this show. And yeah, I think that would definitely add to the whole ambiance of this empty arena WrestleMania. One thing that also, speaking of ambiance, I would say, Aleister Black, he's going to be facing Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania. This is a weird match because I can see how they would do this match. Bobby Lashley's been somewhat pushed. You know, he's had this feud with Rusev. He's married to Lana, quote unquote. And this feels like a WrestleMania match between these two. Two guys who have been pushed and facing a heel. But there actually was no build-up. I assume they were probably planning on building up this match in some way before the corona hit and they had to make their Raws and SmackDowns all weird. But there wasn't really an actual feud to this. But nonetheless, are you excited about this match?
I am. I am excited about it because I love Aleister Black so much. And Bobby Lashley, he's a good wrestler. It should be interesting.
Yeah.
I hope they make Aleister Black's entrance look really cool.
They could. They could edit it as much as they wanted to, yeah. He could be entering through the Boneyard.
Oh, he could, yeah. Yeah, they should have the Undertaker match end and then, like, have AJ Styles come in through the Boneyard into the arena.
Exactly.
So
you think that Aleister Black will win this match? It feels like kind of a given to me.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But, listen, Bobby Lashley could win the match.
You think he could play spoiler?
I mean, I feel like there's more of a chance of Aleister winning, of course, but Bobby Lashley could win. It is wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we haven't talked about this.
Things aren't always so predictable.
They aren't always so predictable. It's true. Any of these matches could really go either way, I guess. I feel like some of them are pretty set in stone. Like, I think Edge versus Randy Orton, I think that's pretty solidly Edge. But like you said, Orton could totally win, and we could just not expect it. And Bobby Lashley could also win. What's that?
Yeah, I can imagine Orton winning.
Yeah, exactly. And for the same reason, Bobby Lashley could as well. Bobby Lashley beat Rusev several times. I don't think Rusev ever really got his revenge in that feud. It kind of just ended. What did you think about that storyline, by the way? We weren't able to talk about it on the show. We started the show later than that feud went. But the feud went on for like so many months. What did you think about the Bobby Lashley Rusev storyline?
I loved it so much.
Really?
It was a great storyline. And like, dude, that whole wedding was so cool. I think I enjoyed it because my expectations for the wedding were low. I thought it was gonna be like, whatever, whatever. Do you take this man? Do you take this woman? And then Rusev was gonna come out. Boom. No, it was like a bunch of other things that happened. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is true. My favorite part of the whole wedding was that one guy who was the priest, the minister, and just forgot all his lines. He had no idea what he was doing there. I think he thought he was on a soap opera or some sort of weird dramatize, which really is what he was doing. That is what a wrestling wedding is, or wrestling in general even. And then when he came back the following week, and apparently the security saw a Rasta hat on his head that didn't exist, and they tackled him like he was going after Bret Hart.
Oh, yeah, that was the funniest thing ever. Oh, man. But that dude, that guy, he should be in more wrestling programs.
He really should.
Because I love him so
much. He reminded me of Mike Adamley from the old mid-2000s GM era. Remember him?
Mike Adamley. I'm trying to remember.
He's the guy who... He called Jeff Hardy Jeff Harvey on a Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah,
he is like that guy. You're so right.
He's so similar. They even look kind of the same. They should really bring him back. They should make him general manager, I think.
They should. He should kill Mr. McMahon and replace him.
He should kill Vince McMahon, that's true.
They should run that whole storyline of like Vince dying in the limo, getting blown up, but like redo the whole thing with that guy.
Yeah.
And then I don't even remember that whole storyline, honestly. But
all I know is
Vince died, and right. then
fucking Chris Benoit just thing. Murdered his family and ruined that whole awesome storyline.
Yeah, exactly. He ruined the whole story. Like, I always wondered what would have happened. It's so crazy.
It can't have been that good. It's probably a good thing that ended, because probably the final reveal was that Hornswoggle did it or some bullshit. It was going to be Shane killed him because he wanted the company. It was going to be bad, whatever it was. Actually, Shane killing him, that sounds kind of cool.
Or what if that happened, right, and then Vince like went to heaven and they had all these whole like cut scenes of Vince in heaven talking to God and him asking forgiveness between the match that he had with Shawn Michaels.
Oh my
and
god.
God. Oh my god.
For some reason, amazing. I remember feel like that? Yeah, I do remember that. That was match of the year. For some reason, I feel like that's exactly what they had planned, and that's probably what they were going to do. He was going to go. He was going to tell God to kiss his ass, probably. Make God join the Kiss My Ass Club. And something along those lines was going to happen. What would be great is if he encountered all the dead wrestlers up in heaven up there. He ran into Owen Hart, and Owen Hart's like mad at him because he, you know, killed him that one time. But regardless, that didn't happen. Chris Benoit, that asshole, that selfish prick, just decided to ruin this awesome storyline and just fucking... couple other people's lives too.
Yeah, that was so horrible. I don't want to talk about it. That whole Dark Side of the Ring thing, don't watch it.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, sad. Actually. Yeah.
Don't watch it at night.
Okay.
Watch it during the day in the sunlight.
In the sunlight. You know his son is training to be a wrestler, Daniel Benoit?
Yeah, he's actually really cool.
Yeah, he looks kind of cool. He looks exactly like his dad, and it's creepy.
Yeah, all right, he looks so much like his dad.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think he's a cool dude.
I don't feel like he'll ever actually make it, though, because I don't think any major company is going to want to book him because of his last name.
I don't know. Well, WWE probably not, but like I feel like maybe AEW, unless they change the Benoit last name.
Yeah.
Because AEW, I feel like the people over there, they understand who Chris Benoit is and how important he is to wrestling. Like, they're not just trying to shun him like they do in WWE. Know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I feel like they probably would find some way to change his name. They just call him like Daniel, or they call him, I don't know, Benny Daniels or something like that. And you know, try to take the heat off of his career a little bit. Because really, when you enter the ring and your name is Daniel Benoit, you feel a little bit doomed from the start. You know.
Yeah, that's kind of true. But I don't know.
As long as he doesn't kill his family too.
They might change his name. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it'd be in AEW, but yeah.
As long as he doesn't kill his family too, I think he's got a better legacy than his father.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
So we both pick Aleister Black against Bobby Lashley. I think that seems like a pretty easy one. This match was added, I believe, just today or yesterday. it's a little harder to pick, at least for me. It's the women's tag team titles, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, who we have talked about on the show before in their segment with the NWO. That was, of course, our first video we published. And they're now challenging for the tag team titles. Somehow they earned this tag team title shot based on having the worst interview ever made with the NWO. And
you mean the best? But...
Oh, yeah. Right, of course. What am I saying? So they will be challenging the Kabuki Warriors, which is weird because it was Asuka and Kairi who beat Bliss and Cross for the tag team titles a long time ago. They haven't defended those titles in forever. But do you think that Alexa and Nikki will win these titles back and just continue to make them look like shit? Or do you think it's the Kabukis?
It's hard. It's really hard, honestly. But I think my girl Alexa Bliss is going to gain that title back with her friend Nikki Cross. But I don't know. It's very hard. It is hard because, like, Kabuki Warriors are good. Like, I can see them being tag champs for a while. But I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where it's like who you want to win and then who you think is going to win. It messes with your head.
Yeah,
but I'm still gonna go with I'm still gonna go with Bliss and Cross.
Okay,
I like them.
I can see that. And honestly, you're probably right. I think, you know, Alexa Bliss kind of has that mainstream appeal that it feels like she'd win at a WrestleMania. I don't think she ever has won at WrestleMania. I remember she got squashed by Nia Jax that one year. I don't even remember if she's done anything else. But have you ever seen that? You know, Bowling for Soup, that band.
I heard of them. Yeah, they have that one song, right?
They do have that one song. They have a song called Alexa Bliss, and she's in the fucking music video. It's the dirt worst thing I've ever seen. I hate those guys. But
I heard of it. I never looked it up, though. I'd probably love it.
There's probably a group of people who... I mean, also, she's on Total Divas. There's probably a group of people who are like, they know Alexa Bliss, and they don't know the other wrestlers, so they might just give Alexa Bliss back this title at WrestleMania to make people be like, oh, I remember her from that Bowling for Soup video. I don't know what subsection of wrestling fans that is. But ultimately, I feel like the Kabuki Warriors should win this. They should hold on to those titles. They've been more dominant recently. I don't know exactly what that says, but I know that Alexa Bliss did have a clean win over Asuka on SmackDown, which really fucking sucks. That was awful. And because of that, because of what wrestling math tells me, the fact that when
Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss can never do anything wrong.
Shut up about Alexa Bliss. When you're going into a big pay-per-view and one person seems to have the advantage or gets a victory over the other, they tend to be the one who loses the match at the pay-per-view. That tends to happen. So I'm going to go with the Kabuki Warriors, and I don't know if this is actually a good pick, but that's my pick, and we'll see what happens. One of us will be right and one of us will be wrong. Anything else to say about that match?
No, nothing else.
Yeah, it's pretty.
The next match. Oh,
yeah. I know we both are looking forward to this match. We both are big fans of both of the guys in this match. This feud's been pretty good, I think. And it's been kind of a back and forth thing for a long time. We're finally seeing the singles match between these two guys, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I think the storyline's been really great going into this one. They brought up a lot of stuff from NXT and from FCW and all this in their storyline. They haven't really mentioned what's weird is they haven't mentioned the old feud they used to have against each other in like 2016 with Jericho involved.
Oh yeah, good times.
Yeah, that was great, but they haven't really talked about that in this feud, which is strange. I guess because Kevin Owens looked more like the asshole there. Regardless, they're having a match one-on-one. Probably won't be one-on-one. Probably Seth Rollins' guys will interfere, but I heard that Buddy Murphy is sick as well. So, or at least can't travel. So I don't know about that. But who do you think is going to win this? Do you think it's Owens or Rollins?
Oh, man. Again, it's a thing that's like who you want to win and who do you think is really going to win. It's hard, man. Seth Rollins, you know, he's up there on my list of greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And I would love to see him win, but Kevin Owens, it would kind of make sense for him to win, but I'm gonna go with Seth. I'm just gonna go with Seth.
You're gonna go with Seth. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's another match we differ on then, because I'm going to pick Kevin Owens. I think that he's been kind of browbeaten by Seth Rollins recently. He's been a lot of scathing promos in his direction. made him look like shitty, kind of. He got curb stomped on Raw this week, and I feel like he's lost more of these matches in this feud than he's won, and it's probably his time. You know, Seth Rollins has been like, you never had a good WrestleMania moment. He had that one match with Jericho that he won, but then he went backstage and Vince was like, I hated that match. What did you think of that match with Jericho?
It was amazing.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
But Vince didn't like it for whatever reason. He said that it was shit. And not good shit, just regular shit. And,
oh, not good.
No. And so I think Kevin Owens rebounds here, and I think he's got that new t-shirt, the KO Mania 4 shirt, and I think he rides into WrestleMania, and he gets the win over Seth Rollins here.
Honestly, I do agree with you, but I can't not say Seth Rollins. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, understandable. He wins a lot at WrestleMania, and you know, it feels like he could very well win this and go on to, you know, if Drew McIntyre wins the title, he could go on to feud with him in the future, or you know, something bigger. He's always kind of in that WrestleMania scene, and he probably needs this victory. Either one of these guys needs this victory to rise on the card. But you think it's Seth Rollins. I think it's Kevin Owens. Here's another match. We probably both agree on this, but I don't know. I feel like this is the type of match that we might differ on. We have an interesting grudge match, a singles match that I wouldn't have expected. I would think this would be a tag match, but we have Otis from Heavy Machinery, and he's going up against Dolph Ziggler.
All right. Now, it would make sense for Otis to win, considering everything that's happened to him. But Dolph Ziggler has been in WWE for a while.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves this win.
Really?
And not only do I think he deserves it, I think he is going to get it.
Huh. This is an interesting pick. I mean, I feel like Ziggler has made Otis look like shit this whole time.
Totally.
You know, he stole his girlfriend, and he stole that whole date scenario because somebody sent a text to Otis saying Mandy wasn't going to be there or whatever. A very complicated storyline this has been, which is strange. You would never expect a storyline between Heavy Machinery and Dolph Ziggler with Mandy Rose thrown in the middle would ever be complex and interesting. But it was. It was actually for a while probably the best thing going on SmackDown. And this is the final battle, I assume, between these two, right? Is it a final one-on-one match? You think it won't go longer than this?
I don't think it's going to go longer than this, but I think I would like to see Ziggler win and move up on the card. Maybe instead of Seth Rollins facing Drew McIntyre if he won, it could be Ziggler facing Drew McIntyre if he won. And then Ziggler wins the belt, and then it's Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, that sounds like your dream match, right?
That does sound like my dream match, yes. Put Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho on there, too.
My God. I do think Otis is going to win, though. I don't know where this goes from here. I just think that he wins, he gets the girl, and he rides off with Mandy into the sunset, and that's your WrestleMania moment. But you could be totally right. What's weird about this show is since it's an empty arena, you don't have the crowd reacting. All these matches that I think good guys would win could very easily be won by bad guys just because the crowd isn't willing the good guy onto victory, and they could just like swerve you at the last minute.
Yep.
But, you know, I feel like Otis is going to win.
I think Ziggler's going to win. I mean, it's wrestling, and the good guy doesn't always win.
That's a good point. The next match, though, this is a strange one. We have the Street Profits. They're defending their Raw Tag Team titles against, it was supposed to be Andrade and Angel Garza, which I think could have been a match that went either way. I think I probably would have picked the heels in that match. But Andrade, strangely enough, he didn't get Corona. He just hurt his ribs. He just decided to be a little wimp about this whole thing. And he didn't get sick. He just like broke a rib or whatever and didn't show up. So he was replaced by a guy who we both... What's up?
He needs a man up.
Exactly.
If Kurt Angle could win a gold medal with a broken freaking neck.
Yeah. Then
wrestle with ribs, all right?
Yeah, Andrade can wrestle at WrestleMania with a broken freaking rib. So he was replaced, though, by a guy we both know very well from the indies, and that's Austin Theory. What do you think about this whole thing?
Honestly, it's kind of too easy of a win for Street Profits.
Yeah.
Because, like, why would Angel Garza win with Austin Theory, you know? Like, nothing's even going to happen from there. I mean, Andrade's going to come back, and then, you know, Austin Theory is going to go. He's going to leave. Unless You never know. You never know. It's wrestling. You never know. Austin Theory and Angel Garza could win and become the next big tag team, and then Andrade gets forgotten about. Yeah. And we see him on the indie circuit in 2021.
This could happen. That could happen. I don't think it will, though. I feel like Austin Theory is still an NXT guy, right? He's technically supposed to still be an NXT guy.
He's really just a guy thrown in there, but
yeah.
Never know.
You never know. But
I'm going with Street Profits because I love them so much, and it only makes sense for them to win.
Yeah, I think so.
But again, who knows?
Who knows? Any of these matches could go either way. Angel Garza was an NXT guy who just showed up on Raw one day, and he's just kind of stayed there. So that could happen with Austin Theory, even though he's so new to WWE. But Street Profits probably will win this. I was originally thinking what would happen is they would lose their tag team titles to that Rollins and Murphy would lose their titles to like Owens and Joe or something like that, and they'd have some sort of tag match there. But I guess if this is what we're going with the Raw tag title scene, it's pretty bleak. There really aren't any Raw tag teams, any good ones besides Street Profits. I mean, AEW clearly has like the superior.
Angel Garza and Andrade are really good.
They could be. They don't team that much with each other.
Yeah, but I feel like they can do it. I feel like they're really good.
Yeah, and I probably would have picked them, like I said.
I think they would be. They could be a good tag team. They have potential.
They do. I think if they had been in this match instead of Austin Theory, I think they probably would have won.
Yeah.
Or at least I would have picked them to win. But ultimately, I think you just go with the safe choice. You have Street Profits win. I'm so glad they didn't do something like Street Profits as the hosts of WrestleMania. They feel like that's the type of thing they would do, you know? One of those Monday after weekend update.
I would have liked it, actually. Love the Street Profits.
Did you enjoy that Monday after weekend update segment they did?
Did.
Really? You like that?
Did like it. Is there a problem?
Yeah, that was one of the worst comedy segments I've seen in a long time.
You don't like anything cool, so
I don't like anything cool. Yeah.
It's fine.
No, I only like cool stuff. You don't get it.
Hold on. What were you going to say about AEW and their tag division?
Oh, it's way better. I mean, AEW has a lot of tag teams, and WWE mostly doesn't really have that many.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't disagree with that. Yeah.
I'll praise AEW 24/7.
Yeah, you'll praise AEW as much as you possibly can. I like AEW, but I know that you're more of a loyalist to them than I am. But I can say they have a better tag team division. They have more interesting TV shows. They're better at doing the empty arena stuff.
Way better at the empty arena
stuff. So much better. God, WWE's is trash. But and they're not running a pay-per-view in an empty arena. So they're not having their blood and guts in there. So
yeah,
I think that's way smarter.
Empty arena matches are amazing. Like, it still feels like a real show, but just a little different.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is.
It's because WWE is horrible. All right, they're not horrible, but you know, they just I don't know why they do everything wrong. Why can't they do stuff right?
You think they do everything wrong?
Yeah, they do a lot of things wrong, and it's annoying. Yeah. But honestly, I kind of don't care about the things that WWE does wrong anymore because now we have AEW, and that's a thing, and that's like my main focus.
That's true. One thing that
I'm more open-minded with stuff that pertains to WWE nowadays because of AEW.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes you more interested in wrestling as a whole, kind of.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I think I've been watching a lot of '90s like Attitude Era, WWF, as well as WCW, and even though WCW is so bad, it makes me appreciate WWE more. And then the parts that are good.
Hold it right there.
I know you're arguing right about there, this. I know you like WCW, but I will not let this slide. I do not like WCW, and I never have.
How do you not like WCW? I really don't understand that. It's so cool. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying they both are really cool.
Well, okay. They're,
and they're both really awesome.
I don't like the NWO.
It's like the difference between like a blue slushy from a movie theater and a red one.
That sounds like it's both the same thing.
Yeah, it kind of is the same thing. They both are great, but they are different. I wouldn't pick one over the other.
One day, I'm going to find an example of peak awful WCW, and we're going to do a commentary over it, and I'm going to show you exactly why I dislike the WCW so much. Most of it has to do with the NWO, but there's a lot of bad stuff in there, man. And looking back on it, the nostalgia factor, like, it feels like, you know, it's cooler than current WWE or whatever, but I think it's, in a lot of ways, it's not even as good as that.
I disagree. It's very cool. There's like, there was a bunch of stuff in there that people didn't like, but I like it. I'm just a different person.
Okay.
I'm a different boy, like Jimmy Lloyd, all right?
You're a very different person here.
I like the weird WCW stuff, damn it.
Fair enough.
But I know I'm not the only one.
No, you're not the only one, but you're the only one on this episode right now.
Everyone, please DM our Instagram and just talk shit about Jack.
Wow.
Please.
I don't know how this turned into a rivalry. Our Instagram, by the way, is Fight Guys
Dressing. Fight.
We will fight. Once we get back in that studio and we're not on this Skype line with a spotty connection, we will have an actual fight. And obviously we know who's going to win.
You're a horrible human being.
Whoa. Because I don't like WCW.
Yes, and you don't like the NWO. Well, you don't like the Young Bucks. You don't like Steel Panther. You don't like anything cool. But it's fine.
I like Glacier. He's pretty cool. Get it?
I love Glacier.
You get it? Cool?
Yeah, he's very cool.
Because he's like, he's got the whole ice gimmick. And
yeah, so like he would be cool like temperature-wise. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Right, like temperature. Yeah. You know, you get my jokes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Fight Guys Wrestling is the Instagram. Fight Guys Pod is the Twitter. DM us there or just straight up tweet at us. And tell us why I'm right, because I know I am not the only person who dislikes WCW. I have not seen anybody straight up defend WCW as a holistic product on the internet before. Most people seem to think, wow, WCW really sucked. So I want to hear your opinions. We both do. We both want you to be on our side, obviously. Regardless, one thing that I think we can probably agree on right now is that SmackDown's women's division is really quite bad right now.
I mean, let's run through the people that are on the women's division.
Well, I think almost all of the people who are in the division are in this this next match here for the SmackDown title. We have the defending champion Bayley. We have Sasha.
Who's good? I like Bayley.
I like Bayley. I don't like her on the mic though. I don't like her promos.
Yeah, she could work on that, but I mean, it's not horrible.
It's not horrible. Sasha Banks, I like. She's
I love Sasha.
Yeah, she's great. Her. She's Bayley's tag team partner, but she's also in this match. She could potentially win the title here. You have Lacey Evans. What do you think about Lacey Evans right now?
I absolutely love Lacey Evans.
Really?
I liked her from the very beginning. Yeah, she's really cool.
Oh,
I enjoy her whole gimmick and all that. Like, she's pretty rad.
Wow, I don't like Lacey Evans. I think ever since she's changed from a straight up heel to like some weird patriotic babyface, it's gotten way worse. I think she's never really been a good wrestler in the ring, but I mean, come on, you watch her matches with Becky Lynch from last year. She's falling apart out there.
She's a good wrestler.
She is better than me, I'm sure. Yeah. But she still doesn't look like somebody who has a couple of years of wrestling under her belt. She looks like she's a beginner to me. And yet she's going to be at WrestleMania, challenging for the title. You have Naomi. Do you like Naomi?
I do like Naomi, yeah.
I mostly like Naomi, but I don't know. She's not, like, when she won the title and everybody was chanting, "You deserve it," at her, I was, like, a little confused. But Naomi's okay.
A lot of them I like because of watching Total Divas. Like, I feel like if I never watched Total Divas for all those years, I probably wouldn't have the connection that I do with them. It's almost like I know them, Jack.
It's almost like you know them because of a staged reality show you watch. Yeah, I have never watched Total Divas, not a single time.
You're missing out.
I mean, people tell me that, but also I feel like Total Divas and also especially Total Bellas feels like something that's just like, that is the soap opera side of wrestling, and that's not something I'm interested in.
It's cool. I enjoy it.
All right,
it's as fake as wrestling. I mean,
that's actually a really good point. It is as fake as wrestling. and so I probably shouldn't be talking. But then, okay, the fifth member of this Fatal 5-Way match that's happening is Tamina Snuka. We can both agree that she's... Can't say Snuka?
Stop.
Snuka?
You can't do that.
Jimmy Snuka? Murderer? Jimmy Snuka, Hall of Famer?
What?
Huh? What? He killed his girlfriend? What?
You know Razor Ramon killed a guy too?
It was a car thing, right? He hit a guy with a car?
I don't remember. I just remember, like, I found out that news, like, what, 8 years ago on YouTube.
Yeah, that's bad. He was.
Don't know how true it is, but I'll keep saying it. It makes him look even cooler.
I think it is true. He got off because he was, like, really drugged out, and they sent him to rehab instead of jail. I think that's what it was. But he's good now, for the most part, I guess. And Jimmy Snuka's dead, so.
Yeah,
we saw how they both turned out. And his daughter, Jimmy Snuka's daughter, wrestles like she's dead. She's probably the worst wrestler in WWE in the last, you know, 5 or so years.
No, she's not horrible.
She's really bad.
She's had some good matches, all
no,
right?
No, she hasn't.
Who was it? It was like Natalya, I think. Didn't she have a feud with Natalya or something like that?
If she had a feud with Natalya, I can guarantee you those matches were terrible.
It was something like that. I'm trying to remember, but I remember watching it and, like, I was like, oh, wow, she's actually pretty good.
Really?
Like, she's almost like a Shayna Baszler, but not. her whole thing about her. Like, she's not a very girly girl.
Right.
She's, like, strong and, like, big and does that whole ooh thing.
That's Roman Reigns. The difference between Shayna Baszler and Tamina is that Shayna is actually like an athlete who was in UFC and has transitioned that into a wrestling career. And Tamina is somebody who has a famous dad. And I think she thinks she's somehow as good as him. I mean, those frog splashes he tries to do, you know,
like gimmick wise and like personality wise.
You like the gimmick?
I mean, it's all right, but I was just comparing them.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. So I feel like Tamina really should not be in this match. We touched on this last week.
It's pretty weird that she isn't in this match.
But okay, so out of Dana Brooke was supposed to be in this match as well, and she seems to have corona or something. She was taken out because she's sick.
What do you think of Dana Brooke?
Dana Brooke is... I actually like Dana Brooke.
Me too.
Yeah? I like her entrance, where she does that no-hands cartwheel. I like that. And, I mean, she's a decent wrestler. She's okay. But her promos are very bad. She's nowhere near the level of a Tamina. She's probably about on par with a Lacey Evans for me.
Sure.
And they both look pretty similar too. But she's not in this match anymore. She was supposed to be.
They both have blonde hair, but they don't look similar.
They're both muscular. They're both blonde and white and pretty tanned. And... I mean, they have kind of similar attires, looks. I don't know. And they're on par for me.
I think Dana Brooke in an arm wrestling match could beat Lacey Evans.
Oh, 100%. Although Lacey Evans is like a Marine, right? So she's supposed to have some sort of legit power. Yeah.
That's true. You're right.
If she could bring a gun into a match and actually, you know, wrestle, say, Becky Lynch as if she were still out on the field as a Marine... maybe she'd actually do something entertaining for once.
I don't agree. I think what she's doing now is very entertaining, and you're just a hater.
Well, okay. All right, fair enough.
My prediction.
Yeah. You what?
What were we going to say?
Do you think she's going to win this match, the title?
Lacey Evans?
Yeah.
Yes.
You think she's winning?
I do. I think she's winning. I think she's winning this whole thing.
Really?
She's finally going to get the push that she deserves.
That is surprising to me. I don't...
going to, boom, knock him out with that one punch, and it's going to be over.
I really hope that doesn't happen. I will be so fucking pissed. I think Sasha Banks is going to win this. I think they're building up this whole idea of the fact that Sasha's in this match and Bayley's like, oh, well, it's cool because we're friends and so we won't fight each other. But Sasha is kind of like eyeing the title like, yeah, but I might sort of try to win the title. So I think one of two things happens. I think either Bayley and Sasha end up fighting in the match and they sort of cancel each other out, allowing somebody like a Lacey Evans to win or Sasha Banks straight up wins by pinning Bayley. I think those are the two options, right?
Yeah.
I don't see, I don't see Bayley keeping the belt. I don't see Naomi winning, and I definitely don't see Tamina winning.
I definitely don't see Tamina winning, but some. I mean, I feel like if it's not Lacey Evans winning, it's going to be like Sasha wins the title, Bayley and Sasha are going to have a feud, but I don't want to see all that again. That's like old news.
It is kind of.
All that already happened.
But it's old good news, you know? I enjoy it.
I mean, it throws us back to NXT 2014.
Which is the fucking best, dude.
Dude, Tyler Breeze in 2014. Oh, God.
What is your obsession now, with Tyler Breeze?
Tyler Breeze is awesome. How do you not like him?
I like Tyler Breeze. I don't love him.
Have you seen him wrestle in NXT?
Of course.
Like, I'll tell you, his matches on the main roster really aren't that good. They're good, but they're not like absolutely amazing. But in NXT, he was the guy. That that Fatal 4-Way with this is the first NXT pay-per-view I ever watched. It was a Fatal 4-Way match. It was Adrian Neville, Sami Zayn,
Tyson Kidd.
It was Tyson Kidd and Tyler Breeze.
Right.
Dude, that was such a good match. Yeah. Such a good match. My God.
Yeah.
And Tyler Breeze is just a star. He should really be like on top. Imagine Tyler Breeze versus Velveteen Dream. That's pretty cool.
I've seen it actually. But
did that happen?
Yeah, that happened at a takeover.
When? It did?
Yeah. I haven't been watching it. Like a year, almost a year ago.
Really? That's how long I haven't watched? It makes so much
apparently.
Sense.
You didn't see TakeOver 25?
No.
That's the one. That's the one it was at.
See, I watch AEW. See, I'm the type of guy to spray paint over the NXT sign on the subway.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. AEW wasn't around at the time, so you kind of had no excuse. That was the one where Adam Cole won the NXT title. And I cried because Gargano lost. But
really?
No, I didn't actually, but I was pretty fucking pissed.
Gargano lost to Adam Cole.
He lost to Adam Cole at the same show that Velveteen and Tyler Breeze had their match, yeah.
I need to watch this Velveteen and Tyler Breeze match now.
It's pretty great, actually. It's quite good. The
really?
The feud leading up to it is better than the match, but yeah, it's good.
There was a whole feud? I doubt it.
There was
Shut
a
up.
Feud. Yeah, there was. There was. Look this up. I swear, there's a whole feud.
I'm gonna look it up. I didn't even know this.
That was Tyler Breeze's...
Oh, man, I need to start watching NXT.
That was his whole return to NXT was against Velveteen. He just interrupted him in a match or something. It was for the North American belt.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay. Speaking of a different belt. We got Goldberg. Goldberg. We both hate Goldberg. That's one thing we can agree on. And don't you try to change your fucking opinion, because I know you're about to.
I do not hate him. After watching him on the Stone Cold session, whatever you call it, he's a good guy. I understand where he's coming from.
Is there a single thing that we agree on that I can say I hate somebody and you agree?
Have you watched the Stone Cold thing with Goldberg?
No, I didn't watch it then, because... Well, look,
I can't.
I don't like Goldberg. And I mean, maybe that would make me like Goldberg, but I don't want to hear him talk for an hour.
No, you don't understand. I felt the same way like you. I'm telling you, I was in your shoes, man. I was you.
Yeah.
And then I watched that thing. I was like, whoa, Goldberg's actually a pretty cool dude.
I'm still not going to watch it.
He understands. Like, Goldberg understands that he's green. Like, he understands to this day that he's still green, that he's not the greatest wrestler in the world.
Really? Then why does he still wrestle?
Because he can.
No, he can't.
To make his... Because, no, I mean, because he can. Like, because he's able to. And he wants to, like, make his son happy. Like, he wants his kid to be like, whoa, daddy on TV.
Well, you know what's weird? We haven't seen his son in the crowd since Goldberg came back against, like, Undertaker since then. And I feel like if we saw his son now, he'd probably be pretty fucking disappointed.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, regardless, Goldberg is going into WrestleMania as Universal Champion. He was supposed to face Roman Reigns.
Titus O'Neil kissed his son on the lips.
That did happen, yeah. And Goldberg's son got in the ring with his shirt off.
Yeah, good time.
A lot of weird stuff happened in 2016 with people's sons. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. It's pretty weird.
Fine. We're moving on. Goldberg's going into WrestleMania. He was supposed to be facing Roman Reigns in, I guess, a dream match for somebody with one brain cell. But Goldberg and Roman Reigns was supposed to happen. Isn't happening because Roman Reigns is worried that he's going to get corona because of his messed up immune system after that whole cancer thing. And so now Goldberg, I mean, this officially hasn't been announced. They're still promoting Goldberg versus Reigns. But I think if you're listening right now, you know Roman Reigns is not in that match. And instead, they replaced him with Braun Strowman, of all people. So, I mean, this makes it a little easier to pick. Who do you think is going to win this?
Oh, I think Braun is going to win.
Really?
I don't think... Yeah, I don't... I think Braun is going to win. Because he lost the... what do you call it? The Intercontinental title. Yeah. And I feel like it's his big break right now. That he needs.
Maybe. Maybe. I feel like he had a couple of chances in the past where he was challenging the likes of Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the world title. And I think if he was going to win the Universal or the WWE title, he would have won it then, you know, a year or two ago. I don't think he beats Goldberg here, of all people.
Wrestling.
Well, Goldberg beat The Fiend. He's the only person to ever beat The Fiend. And why would Braun
Strowman... Yeah, but that's
fake. It's all fake. But why would Braun Strowman then go on to beat this unstoppable Goldberg guy?
Because he's Braun Strowman.
Really? You like Braun Strowman?
He's going to do it. I love Braun Strowman, but I think maybe it'll be Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. Like, Braun holds the title for now, and then Roman Reigns comes back and whatever beats Braun for it, which I would want Braun to win at that point if he was fighting Roman for the title.
I could definitely see that happening.
Let's say maybe all these rumors are false, that Roman Reigns is fighting Goldberg. I have Roman Reigns winning. I assume you do too.
Right. Yeah, for sure. If Roman Reigns somehow does show up and faces Goldberg, Roman wins. But I think they taped the match already. Goldberg and Strowman officially had their match.
Did they really see? I'm not looking at any spoilers because like I want to enjoy the show. I actually want to watch it. So I don't know anything.
Right.
I literally go off of what is on WWE.com. Any of those websites like Wrestling Observer or whatever the hell.
Oh, I don't go to Wrestling Observer.
I don't care. They're all like a lot of it is fake stuff, and I'm just like, you know what?
That's true.
I'm not even gonna waste my time.
Yeah.
But it's the perfect story for Roman Reigns, honestly.
It is a great story for Roman Reigns. It could have been
back from. Yeah, exactly. He came back from cancer, right? And people kind of like him after that, and he's not being shoved down our throats constantly in the main event picture, so we like him more now because of that. And it's Goldberg, and people don't like Goldberg.
Yeah.
So when Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, I don't know, I feel like it was perfect. I feel like if there was a crowd, Roman definitely would have been cheered.
That's for sure. Against Goldberg, definitely.
What would have happened is what Miss McMahon would have wanted all these years. Yeah. For Roman to be cheered after winning the title.
This is the perfect scenario for that, that's true. But since it is Braun Strowman, I'm going to pick Goldberg, and you're sticking with Strowman. So let's move on to another match that is seeming like it's going to change, but right now we don't know how it's changing. Because The Miz, as we mentioned earlier, may very well have the coronavirus. He showed up to a taping where he was sick, and they sent him home. So we don't know the status of that match, but what's supposed to happen, so we'll pick it as if this is happening. Miz and Morrison are defending their titles against The New Day and The Usos in a ladder match.
Where did you hear that The Miz is like coughing or whatever?
I've seen it all over the place. People are talking about it on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I don't believe people on Twitter. Like, I literally only believe it. Like, I only believe wrestling news if it comes from like WWE.com or AEW.com or whatever. Yeah, so, I mean, I really don't know.
WWE.com doesn't always, tell the facts.
They say when people get like suspended and whatnot for drugs.
That's a good point. That's true. So, okay. Yeah. Well, so since we don't really know as much about this scenario and we don't know whether it's totally true, We'll act under the assumption that this match is happening the way that it was advertised and the way it's still advertised. Miz and Morrison, New Day, Usos, ladder match. Should be pretty awesome if it does happen. Who do you pick?
I got Miz and Morrison.
Yeah.
Usos already had their time. New Day already had their time. Miz and Morrison are back like it's 10 years ago or whatever. They were tag team in like, what, 09, right? 09, 010?
I think it was even, yeah, like earlier than that too. I think from like 08.
It was 08, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like that. But almost even better because they've just improved so much over the past 10 plus years.
Yeah.
So I think their time to shine, and they're absolutely hilarious.
That's maybe another argument we can have. I don't know that they're that hilarious. I haven't really
Hilarious.
I haven't liked their recent stuff.
Did you not see them dressed up as bacon?
I absolutely saw that.
Tell me that wasn't funny.
Ham
when he was bacon.
Yeah, he called him ham when he was bacon. I mean, is it funny? Is this comedy now?
I think you live a depressing life.
Maybe. I am a little too cynical about a lot of things.
Man, I'm going to predict your future right now. You're going to make it right? You're going to make it to WWE before me.
Oh.
And I'm going to be in AEW, so yeah.
Oh,
but you're
going
to make it to WWE. AEW is going to offer you a contract. You're going to be like, and then WWE is going to offer you a contract with even more money. But then WWE is going to treat you like garbage. And then they're going to release you, and your wife is going to break up with you and leave with the kids. And you're going to go through your money within 6 months, right? You're going to be on the independent circuit, but nobody actually wants you. So you're getting paid $50 on the hot dog every match you have. And sooner or later, you're going to be homeless. And you're going to be under some bridge somewhere.
Wow.
And you are going to find a rusty nail. And you're going to slit your wrists. And you're going to kill yourself. That's where you're going, Jack. You need to lighten up.
That is an incredibly depressing crystal ball-esque view of my life. And I can't say that you're entirely wrong. That could very well happen to me. but living in the moment, I'd like to believe that none of that is going to happen, except for the part where I make it to WWE before you. I think that part's true.
I want to be in AEW.
I know you say it's by choice, but
I
think it will be talent-wise. I think it will be they'll pick me before they pick you. But you know,
they're gonna want me like the way that they want Kenny Omega, but they can't have him.
They can't have you.
They can't have him.
You're turning down contracts left and right.
I am.
Really? All right. Well, we'll see if that ends up happening. And I think probably almost none of that will happen. But regardless,
well, Jack, you can change. You can change. Honestly, you can enjoy WCW. You can enjoy people dressed up as Bacon. You can enjoy Steel Panther.
So if I start liking these things right now, then my entire future of my career and my life will be positive.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
If I knew it was that simple before, I would have done this a long time ago. WCW is awesome. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Cruiserweights, Miz and Morrison, fucking Ham and Bacon. Dude.
Oh, so funny. Classic stuff.
It's so great. Steel Panther. Hell yeah. I love that song, Glory Hole.
Yeah, that's you sick. Like Asian Hooker? That's a great tune, too.
Oh, dude. Classic. All right. Yeah. Now I better not fucking die under a bridge. All right, so we both have The Miz and John Morrison winning this match. We both think that they'll win this ladder match, climb the ladder, retain their titles. I think that's a pretty easy one. The next one, though, I don't know. I don't know if this is easy. I don't know if you have a different opinion than me. We have Sami Zayn. He's defending the Intercontinental title that he just won at the last pay-per-view against Daniel Bryan, who's, as you know, he's one of my favorites. And I know you said that he's worse than – who did you say he was worse than?
I don't remember.
You said, I don't know, you said something really fucked up about how he's worse than somebody who sucks. But you don't like Daniel Bryan as much as I like Daniel Bryan. But regardless, I think Daniel Bryan wins the Intercontinental title. Do you disagree?
I like Daniel Bryan now.
Really?
I do. Yeah. But I didn't like him during WrestleMania 30. I wanted him to lose, but he didn't. Ooh. But whatever.
You probably only won.
I think I'm the only person ever. Like I say this to other people, and they're like, "What?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
See, you talk to me like I have these crazy wrestling opinions because I don't like Elias or whatever, and then you're like, "I didn't want Daniel Bryan to win at WrestleMania 30."
This is the one time that I'll admit it is a crazy opinion, but it's how I feel, man.
Fair enough. Do you think he's gonna beat Sami Zayn though?
Very hard. It makes sense for Daniel Bryan to beat Sami Zayn, honestly.
See, well, the thing is, before Sami Zayn won the Intercontinental title in that handicap match, his whole group of like, you know, great wrestlers who just suck, they lost every match they were in. Sami Zayn was losing constantly, or else he wasn't wrestling at all. Cesaro and Nakamura and all these people were losing a lot, and then finally they won this match against Strowman and he won the title. So I don't really believe that much has changed. I don't know that that means that all of a sudden he's going to be winning at WrestleMania, you know?
Well, when you say it like that, it kind of makes me feel like Sami Zayn is going to win.
Really?
Because, I don't know, maybe they can keep this thing going longer. Because that's sad. That's sad. Like, he finally gets his big break and boom, taken away from him.
Yeah.
But then again, Daniel Bryan, it wouldn't make sense for Daniel Bryan to lose.
Exactly. Exactly. He's got Drew Gulak in his corner, though. I'm thinking maybe there's a chance that Gulak turns on him and then they turn into a thing.
Yeah.
So
what if Gulak joins Sami Zayn's little squad?
What's that?
What if Drew Gulak joins Sami Zayn's little squad?
He totally could. He would fit in that group, you know. Gulak and Cesaro as a tag team would be so sick. He kind of looks like those guys.
I'll go with Sami Zayn. He does look like those guys.
He looks like Sami Zayn a little bit. He looks kind of like Cesaro. I mean, he looks kind of like Daniel Bryan. So he could be a tag team. These guys could just all join up into a big group after WrestleMania. This could happen. You know, we could have a finger poke of doom situation. We could have Daniel Bryan lie down for Zayn, and they just all become a big group together.
I agree.
Yeah. So, but what I'm gonna pick Daniel Bryan though.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick Sami Zayn. I'm gonna say that right now. I'm picking Sami Zayn.
So we have one more that we differ on here. We actually have differed on a lot more matches than I expected. The next one though, what do you think about John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in the Firefly Funhouse match?
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for it. I really can't wait for it. It might be match of the night. And I'm totally going with Bray Wyatt, 110%.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Bray Wyatt. I think I'm in the minority of people who liked the House of Horrors match when that happened. I thought that was really sick. It felt like some weird, like almost like a snuff film that we were watching.
See, now you're not going to die under a bridge. See that?
Oh, really? Because I like the House of Horrors? Cool. Yeah. But I was tweeting about it when it happened. I was like, this match is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And everybody was shitting on me and being like, what are you talking about? There's nothing worse than the House of Horrors. I was like, I mean, I've seen worse things than the House of Horrors. And I think this will be even better than the House of Horrors. I'm excited to see what happens in the Firefly Funhouse. Will there be interference from a life-size Ramblin' Rabbit?
Oh, my God. Imagine. With and he has a giant mallet.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
And he just, and I mean...
What if he just, like completely kills John Cena with a giant block of cheese?
I was actually about to say exactly that. They have this CGI stuff. He could easily just take a mallet and take this giant mallet that Bray Wyatt brings around, literally flatten John Cena. He could do that, and they could edit it in to make it look pretty real. And maybe that's exactly how Bray Wyatt wins. But regardless, I think Bray Wyatt definitely wins.
I hope that they do something like they probably have. They're probably going to do more than that now, considering it's taped and they have CGI and whatnot. But remember when he had like the worms on the ring when he was fighting Randy Orton?
Yeah.
And the roaches. That was so cool. I hope they do something like that again.
See, I think we're also in the minority of people who like that. That seemed to be a thing. Everybody was like, God, they've ruined Bray Wyatt or something. But that was sick. Yeah.
Well, people just suck. And exactly. They're boring. And they don't know what anything cool is.
Yeah, they're going to die under a bridge with a rusty nail. That's what I think.
They are. They totally are.
But we by the way, this is our longest episode yet. We've been talking about WrestleMania for a long time. And we still have three. What's up?
So many matches.
So, yeah, we have three more matches to pick here. Coming up next, we probably agree on this one, but I'm not totally sure. We have Becky Lynch defending the Raw Women's title against Shayna Baszler.
Oh, yeah. Becky Lynch for the win.
Becky Lynch, really? Okay, so we disagree on this. I think Baszler's going to win.
I don't think an NXT piece of trash is going to come to the main roster and beat someone as dominant as the man Becky Lynch.
Wow.
Go back to where you came from.
Okay. I mean, you don't think that her performance in the Elimination Chamber, where she eliminated literally every single person in that match, is any indicator of what she's going to do here?
I mean, it was cool, but like, nah.
No. All right. Well, so you think Becky Lynch holds on to the title, even though she's had the title for a whole year. It's been a full year since we saw her win the title. She hasn't lost it at all.
So much fun. That was the best time.
That was, until we got rained on about 5 minutes later. We'll tell that story on a future episode for sure.
Yeah.
That was quite the day, quite the night, quite the early morning.
Shout out to that Irish family and that Irish woman that gave me a blanket.
Yeah, exactly. Big shout out to that Irish family.
And an umbrella.
Yeah. Well, I think all the Irish families are going to be very disappointed this year because their girl, Becky Lynch, is going to go home 10 pounds lighter without that title around her waist. And Shayna Baszler is going to walk away with it. That's my pick.
No way.
Okay. Well, we can disagree. But on Sunday or Saturday or whichever day this happens, I think you're going to be pretty sad. And I'm going to win this whole game. That's what I think.
Not at all.
Here's in a match that I think we both have had trouble thinking of who's going to win. Rhea Ripley, who I'm sure you automatically hate just because she's from NXT, is defending the NXT.
I love Rhea Ripley.
You love Rhea Ripley, really?
Absolutely love Rhea Ripley. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think she's going to beat Charlotte Flair?
I think an NXT piece of trash is going to come to the main roster and beat someone as dominant as Charlotte Flair.
You do think or you don't think?
I do think.
Okay, interesting. So you don't think that...
It's a complete opposite from Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler, basically.
You think the opposite. Okay, so you think that that they're trying to put this match together to kind of make NXT look like a little bit better than the main roster in some way?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do want to push. Like at Survivor Series, they had NXT win all these matches to try to, I think, try to make them look better than AEW because they were beating the main roster, you know?
Dude, I hated NXT. Like, my emotions changed so much during that match. It was like, okay, I want Raw to win because I love Raw. I've always loved Raw. And if not Raw, then NXT. But as the match went on, like, I grew an intense hatred for NXT at that moment. And I just wanted Roman Reigns to win. It's the craziest thing in the world. Weird. That's what wrestling does to you. Yeah.
I guess it does, yeah. Well, one of the things that happened on that night at Survivor Series was that Rhea Ripley won that match for her team, the women's match. And she won a lot of other matches at that time. She was, like, winning every single time we saw her in these big matches. She won, like, the War Games, and she won the belt. She pinned Charlotte at one point. So I guess you believe that they're going to continue on with that. And just because you say that, I think I'm going to have to pick Flair.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm right about that, but I think that it would be very interesting to see Charlotte win and go to NXT and mix it up with all the women over there because it feels a little stale, I think, the women's division right now in NXT. So I know you don't watch. You're way better than us because you don't watch NXT, but I do. And Charlotte would be interesting.
I love NXT. Everyone on NXT is absolutely amazing, but it's just AEW's on that. At the same time as NXT, so it's like, you know, I'm gonna be watching AEW.
That's very fair. So okay, we differ on that one. I pick Charlotte Flair, you pick Rhea Ripley. The main event, now I know we have different ideas for this match. This match, I feel like the ambiance of this match has changed significantly since the empty arena was announced. We have what I assume is going to be the last match on the show. Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE title. Drew McIntyre coming in as the Royal Rumble winner, coming into no reaction from all the, unless we have these CGI fans with the Dolph Ziggler shirts, but Drew McIntyre, do you think he's still going to win even though he doesn't have the fans there to appreciate it?
Totally. It's a perfect fairy tale. It's the perfect way to end WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre has to win. He has to win. He has to win.
Do you think he has to win?
I don't think it's gonna go any other way. Wow. Like if it does, I'm gonna be really mad. I'm gonna be pretty disappointed.
Huh. Okay. Well, I don't disagree with you. I think that I would much rather see Drew McIntyre win than Brock Lesnar. I can't stand Brock Lesnar these days. I know most people will agree with me with that. His matches are just getting shorter every day, it seems like. He seems to put way less effort into everything he does. Regardless, he does seem to just win, and I'm worried that's going to happen here. I usually like to pick against him whenever he's in any match, but I feel like this is one of those matches where he just ends up winning. And it's sad to say, but I think because there's no fans to react, they can get away with just having Lesnar win and moving on. Maybe McIntyre wins at SummerSlam where they have more of a crowd or something like that, but I'm pretty sure it's Lesnar.
Maybe they want to really make the fans at home happy considering everything that's going on with this virus. Maybe they really want to make us happy and they'll have McIntyre win. Instead of them being like pieces of shit and being like, oh, since the crowd isn't there, we're just going to make Lesnar win. True. But I don't know.
If this match ends the show, I think Drew McIntyre wins because they want to have that moment close the show. But if it happens earlier in the show, like last year with Lesnar versus Rollins, then I think Lesnar can just win and they can kind of get away with that. And people won't be like, oh, I'm canceling the network. So that I think might be what it hinges on.
Well, the network is free.
What?
The network is free this month.
Right. Well, it is. But but people will still be like, oh, McIntyre or Riot. Or, you know, they'll do their internet guy thing.
I think it's going to be the main event. I think the main event last year was because of, like, you know, it was a whole Revolution thing. Right. All like revolutionary, which is really cool. Yeah. I love that actually. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any other match main eventing. I mean, I would think Goldberg versus Reigns might have main evented, but Goldberg versus Strowman won't be the main event.
It's the Royal Rumble match. Whoever wins Royal Rumble, main event WrestleMania.
Right. But that doesn't always happen. We had like Alberto Del Rio in the opening match. We have like Seth Rollins last year was in the opening match.
Yeah, true. You're right, but I don't know. I just always that's like the default in my head.
Yeah, it should be because it's supposed to be that big moment they have that qualifies them for a bigger moment later on, but yeah. It doesn't always go that way. And I guess we'll have to just wait and see. Do you overall like Drew McIntyre with his babyface gimmick? Because I cannot get into it.
Oh, I do. I do like it.
Really?
I feel like as a heel, he wasn't really going to get anywhere. He was just going to be like that guy people hate. Like, you know how it's like there's heels that you like?
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin Owens, you like him as a heel. Chris Jericho, you like him as a heel. I feel like no one was really going to like Drew McIntyre as a heel. But now that he's a face, it's like, cool. And he does that like 3-2-1.
That's the worst part for me. I hate that.
Cool. I like it. It makes sense because like Claymore, duh.
Oh, because like when it explodes, yeah, I guess. But
in a real fight, it's like if you're trying to make wrestling look realistic, it's very stupid to have a 3-2-1 countdown before you do a move that's gonna knock somebody out. But it's wrestling and it's cool, and yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's bizarre because you get the 3-2-1 and then the 1-2-3. It kind of messes with your head a little bit, but I don't like it because. It just feels like an excuse to get the crowd to participate in a way they wouldn't have. And it also just makes his opponent look all the shittier when he just stands there and waits for the 3-2-1 and then gets kicked and loses.
Well, I mean, Shawn Michaels has a stomping on the ring. Who else? Randy Orton does the little fist poundings on the ring. It's all the same.
But the thing is, usually they don't win with that, though. They usually will do, like, Orton will do his fist pounding thing, and then he won't end up actually connecting with the RKO.
He has before. He's won with it.
He's done it before, but it's usually against lower level guys. You know.
It
feels like when they're there. Like you don't see Randy Orton charging up his RKO against a John Cena and then hitting him with the RKO and just pinning him 1-2-3 because that would feels too obvious from too far away.
And that's true. You have a point there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen unless it's Triple H with like when he fought Booker T and he waited like a solid minute before pinning him. That's the only time it ever happens. But you think Drew McIntyre wins? I have a tentative pick of Brock Lesnar, and I'm gonna stick with that. I think Brock Lesnar wins, but you could very well be right. We differed on a lot of matches here. We agreed on a lot of them as well. But to give a quick rundown here, you picked Elias. I picked Baron Corbin. You picked Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. I picked the Kabuki Warriors. You picked Seth Rollins. I picked Kevin Owens. You picked Dolph Ziggler. I picked Otis. You picked Lacey Evans to win the SmackDown title, and I picked Sasha Banks. You picked Braun Strowman over Goldberg, and I went the other way. You picked Sami Zayn to retain. I picked Daniel Bryan to win. You picked Becky. I picked Shayna. You picked Ripley, and I picked Flair. And you picked McIntyre. I picked Lesnar. So that's the vast majority of the card we disagree on. So it's going to be very interesting to be watching WrestleMania. You can follow along on our Instagram and our Twitter. We'll be talking about it live as it goes on and letting you know who's winning the majority of these matches. And next week, we will be coming in here and announcing that I crushed Phil in a landslide when it comes to these matches.
I will have a crown on my head along with my Pit Vipers, and I am going to brag about how I won the WrestleMania predictions.
We'll certainly see about that. At the moment, whatever happens, we will probably have a winner. We may very well have a winner who wins by a lot of points. It may be very close. We may come down to the main event and we're tied or something like that. It'll be very interesting to see. So follow us on Twitter at FightGeistPod. Follow us on Instagram at FightGeistWrestling. You can also follow our personal Instagram accounts. Mine is at AjaxLP and Phil's.
Prince Havoc, but instead of an I, it's a 1. Instead of a C, it's a K.
Took you long enough. So you can also email us at fightguyswrestling@gmail.com. Let us know anything that you want to contribute about these WrestleMania picks. If you think that we're drastically wrong and you end up picking the whole card correctly, then let us know, and we'll definitely mention it next week on the show. But for now, I think that's going to do it for another episode of Fight Geist. My name is Jack Peterson. My name is Ajax. My name is Mr. Clean. They call me the Corona Guy. I'm the man of 1,000 strongly worded wrestling opinions. I'm Prince Havoc. I am Sex Pac. And I'm joined each and every week, WrestleMania or not, by the man across the internet.
I am Prince Havoc. I'm the winner of the WrestleMania prediction game. I'm saying it right here, right now. I'm the winner. You don't even have to watch the episode after this to see if I won or not, because I did, I'm telling you right now. I'm better than Jack. I'm trying to help Jack from having a horrible life, a horrible ending to his life, where he ends up sleeping under a bridge, sad because he doesn't like Steel Panther or WCW. I am Phil. Please follow me on Instagram, Prince Havoc, with a 1 instead of an I and a K instead of a C. Couldn't get it out. Goodbye and thank you for tuning in.
We'll have a couple new videos up on the YouTube channel this week to add to the NWO's Moment of Bliss, which if you have not seen that, go to our YouTube channel, Fight Geist, the Alternative Wrestling Podcast, right now and watch that. We'll have a few new videos with our WrestleMania predictions up there this week before WrestleMania happens. Watch WrestleMania with us by following along on our Twitter and Instagram. And join us next week, as always, here wherever you get your podcasts for Fight Geist Wrestling, the Alternative Wrestling Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week.